Welcome, you're tuned into my segment of my thoughts here on Adelante with Arlene. This is the smaller segment of what I elaborate a little more on my YouTube channel and make a full video of. So today, I want to welcome you to Adelante with Arlene. Let me get right to it.
These are my thoughts. Let me inspire you.
I've been feeling a little bit not so well physically for the last 3 years. The reason I'm sharing this and continue to share is because more and more every day I am coming across others who are struggling, have struggled with illnesses, things that have plagued their bodies that have been unknown to them and still not in discovery of what actually is going on. Well, I fall into that category. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I believe it's so important to be open. Open so that we can share, especially if we're fellow believers, and if we're not, it's okay. We still encourage other people positively to be able to make it through day by day with hope and faith that things can and will get better. Does that mean that all of us get healed miraculously? No. Unfortunately, that's not so. Can I explain that as a fellow Christian follower of Christ? No, I cannot. But I can tell you straight out that with God and only with God have I been able to press through, to be able to look forward to the next day and be happy that I am alive and try, even if it's 2 minutes at a time, to make it through prayerfully, even with the pain that I am feeling on my body, physically feeling in my body. I'm here to tell you that I understand if you're emotionally worn out because of it in your life, because I too experience this often. I have my good days and I have my bad days. I have been going still through a slew of tests. And every time I think it's over, I have to then do another test. But God, what has kept me strong? That no matter through the dark moments I have in my life, I learn to trust God. And no matter how one day can make me feel faithless, I can feel hopeless. I wake up the next day after praying and seeking his face, saying, I trust you, God. Today, I encourage you to trust God. Because God can give you the strength to make it through this moment. And as we continue to make it through those moments, I assure you, something inside happens to us, even in the pain, that causes us to be able to move forward and still be cheerful, even in the toughest of situations. It sounds unlikely to be true to you, I say to you, trust God. I have a friend who has MS. Every day is a gift to her, a beautiful woman, beautiful inside out. She seeks the Lord and makes it through a day at a time. She has her good months and she has her bad months, but she encourages me to push through. I have a friend that just had back surgery. She pushes through. She pushes through and believes that every day is a gift and that she is gifted to even be breathing on that specific day. I have friends that have had COVID and have long haul effects. The doctors tell them there's nothing they can do. They have to live with the side effects. And yet they still push through. I also have friends that are not with us anymore and fought the good fight, and as I am told, passed away in peace. So is this a ho-hum, drum, negative kind of video? No. I'm asking you to trust God and to know that you're not all alone. You're not. Listen, if you follow the Lord or you don't follow the Lord, the truth is, you're not alone. There are so many others that are going through, maybe what you're going through, maybe worse. Maybe you feel so hopeless. I've been there. If you follow my videos, you will hear the different diagnoses that have been told to me by doctors about other things that have nothing to do what I'm going through right now.
My brothers and my sisters, it isn't always easy. I can tell you it is not. But with God, we can do all things. We can make it through whatever it has to be that we go through and do it so joyfully. It's hard to understand, but trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God.
In closing, I want to leave you with a few scriptures. I always go back to the Word of God. So if you're feeling anxious and you're feeling worried, know that in Deuteronomy 31:6, it says that you're strong, you're courageous, you're firm, to fear not, to not be in terror. For it is the Lord our God who goes with us. He will never fail us and he will never forsake us. I'm going to read it as a confession. I am strong, I am courageous and firm. I fear not, and I am not in terror. For it is the Lord my God who goes with me. He will not fail me or forsake me. You may not be a believer in the Lord, but those words, they are in the Word of God. It doesn't hurt to speak something that is positive and powerful, such as this scripture that I have just read. I want you to remember that in the day of trouble, when we call to him, he will answer. The thing is that sometimes I have felt like I've called to you, Lord, but you have not answered. The thing is that he has answered, and I find out later, but not necessarily at my timing or answered maybe the way or when I wanted it to happen at that moment. But he has answered, and I have learned something great about those moments, and that is to trust God. I want you to feel hopeful, and know that every day is a gift from God. Does that sound negative? Well, we have only a day at a time to live. You hear this in support groups and everywhere, different types of support group, one day at a time, because literally the Bible says that tomorrow is not promised to us. So what does that have to do with AA? Well, the philosophy that they have adhered to is very lined up with what the Word of God says. We are to live one day at a time because really tomorrow is not promised to us. Does that sound harsh? It's the truth. Live one day at a time. Have hope. Hope deferred makes our hearts sick. But when my desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. So when we hope against hope, against those feelings that make us feel hopeless, it will only help us fulfill those parts in our lives that need to be fulfilled. Learning, growing, helping others, making it through, settling some differences you might have with other people, settling some things in unforgiveness in our own hearts that is making us sick. Our hope, and my hope is in the Lord. In Psalm 33:18, it says, the Lord's eye is upon me because I fear him. In other words, I revere him. I worship him with awe. And I wait for him in hope in his mercy and loving kindness. Have hope today. Have hope against hope. Be patient with yourself. Allow the Lord to teach us. Teach you whatever it is that needs to be taught. Now, I'm not saying that illness was brought by God, nor am I saying that illness is the way God uses to teach you. I'm saying that in my life, when I've had to sit still and when I couldn't control what is the uncontrollable in so many aspects of my life, I've had to trust God. And I've had to wait on God, wait upon him. And I always get the victory. Again, whether it is my timing or God's timing, there is victory. Praying to me is really important because it allows me to not only be quiet sometimes in complete quietness before his presence, which is the most difficult thing, and just worship and worship and worship. It's not difficult to worship God for me, but it's difficult to not vent. But you know, sometimes I do vent and then I have to stay quiet. And then his word, because I read it, stirs up inside of me and it reminds me that I'm not alone. As simple as that, that I'm not forsaken, that he loves me and he loves you, that with him I can do all things, that I have to trust him. Somehow I start feeling better. there are things I can do to be proactive. Might be you can do things to be proactive in regards to how you can feel better physically. Maybe there is a need of changing a diet. Maybe there is a need of exercising, which is my issue. Stretching more, literally exercising has helped me this morning. And I need to be more proactive on that to reduce pain. Maybe it's just not focusing so much on the real pain, physical pain that causes emotional pain, and instead trusting God that can help you through the day as it's been helping me. I hope that you stay encouraged. I hope that you understand that you're not alone. I hope you understand that there are so many of us that are not sharing, but we too are going through so much. I went to an ultrasound of my abdomen yesterday, very early in the morning. And this wonderful lady of a different religious group was my technician. She was the sweetest thing ever. She doesn't believe in Christmas, but yet she had two little trees up. And I said, oh, you have two little trees up. And she said, yes, this is for those who do believe in the season and the reason for that, the season that they celebrate. I said, what a nice lady. You know, we're so quick to like not be friendly as Christians with other religious denominations per se. And God has called us to serve him and not entertain other gods. But he never said to be mean and cruel to someone of a different spiritual belief. And that goes the same in the manner in which Christians are continuously also being persecuted. And things are out there about people that we really don't know personally. We just read what we read and make assumptions and get a lot of clickbait on people's videos for what they say. Well, I don't know you, but I love you with the love of Christ. You don't know me and what I go through. And you may not like me, but I don't have to like you to love you, because that's what I'm called to do. So trust God. Trust God and know that prayer really works. And being around people that are like-minded or positive helps. It's nurturing. And if there's a fellow believer out there that's listening and you are feeling resistant to praying for someone who is not of the same, a follower of Christ, this is what I would advise. Pray for them at home without them knowing. You're just praying for them. Or if they're okay with it, you ask, can I pray for you in person if you're there with them? And if they say yes, you pray for them. We have to respect people's boundaries. And we all process things differently, even as Christians. But the one thing a believer of Christ should always remember is that we have to trust God. When you take God out of the equation, then you are trying to control things that you cannot control, because I can't control what's going on in my life. But God can. So today, as you surrender it to God, trust God, know that he's with you, know that you're not alone. If you don't know Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, then right now, right here, right now, when I get off this recording, you can just ask God into your heart. You know, it's that simple. That's right. Just say, Lord, come into my heart. Come into my heart. I need you. Reveal yourself to me, and he will. Now get ready, because the ride is going to be so awesome when you open up yourself to the Lord Jesus and your eyes start opening. There's too many stories for me to tell you, but I got a lot of videos to tell you those stories on the things that happened that were definitely God ordained, because they were way out there, that brought me on this path in which I am today, 31 years now. I encourage you, give your heart to him. Give your heart to him. It's going to be an awesome, awesome ride. And then it will be bumpy times. But when those bumpy times come, you've already been matured in some areas and you already have some foundation in him to learn how to trust God. If I couldn't trust God, I'd be in a bed right now racked in pain. I'd be depressed. And I have suffered from that during the interim of the beginning of the pandemic per se, or prior to the pandemic, when I got diagnosed with something else. Again, you want to know what that is? Go follow my videos. Go follow my journey in hopes to encourage you. Trust God. Dear Lord God, I pray today that anybody that's listening to this, you would open their heart to believe that you are real and that you can, and you're willing to help them through anything that they're going through, to give them the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of you by the power of your Holy Spirit, that they may be encouraged, they may be led by you, and that they be filled with the joy of the Lord through it all, through it all, through it all. In Jesus' name, I pray. The song you're about to hear is a little bit of my song. That is, says, Mira para arriba. It's called Vamos a Bailar, which says, Let's Dance. It goes, and it's my own song. Mira para arriba, no para los lados. Camina, camina hacia el frente. Levanta, levanta, levanta tus manos y alaba, alaba el Señor. It says, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Walk forward, right? That's what adelante means. Keep it moving forward. It says, raise your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands, and praise the Lord. As I say at the end of every video, every podcast.
Sigue adelante.
Sigue adelante. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene. Don't forget to share my videos.